kidnap babies on the border.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is are you talking about child separation?
Yeah.
Family?
Yes. No, I think so.
Yes, family child separation. One of the most deeply immoral and heartbreaking scenarios that we've had to endure over the course of these last 2 years. You know, this again starts with the morality piece. And having the kind of leaders that can speak up. When you hear people talk about building walls or rapists or criminals and using these blanket statements, when you hear people see folks tossing around MS-13 ads, as Fazzo has done in this district, using pictures of prisoners in El Salvador, none of whom who live here, but to stoke fear. That is how we get to a point where it somehow becomes remotely plausible that it's appropriate as a security measure to separate a child from their parents. Now I can tell you as a father, the thought that someone would try to take away my child from me, I can't even begin to think about it. And the idea that we are a society right now that has allowed, for some period, no matter how short, for that to happen, cannot be tolerated. Now Fazzo, again, Fazzo, literally said, the day before Trump said, we gotta change this, and he did, because he felt the pressure. And he had the executive order, which, you know, we still gotta reunite a lot of families here, but at least the practice was stopped. And I can tell you, the day before he did that, and you can look this up, Fazzo said, you know, he's kind of right. There's a legal reality here that makes it hard. That type of political speak should not be tolerated. It's right and wrong. That's it. Either it's right or it's wrong. But particularly when the day after Trump's executive order, he felt okay, Fazzo did, saying it was wrong. So that sort of put your finger to the wind kind of stuff, that's not courage. Right? We need moral courage, particularly in this climate. We need it. And so, to answer your question, I would be first and foremost a voice for truth and for justice and equality and fairness and compassion. Yes, our immigration system needs a lot of work. It is broken. But there's a humane and compassionate way to bring folks out of the shadows. Folks who pay their taxes voluntarily. Folks who are, in some cases, been here since they were little kids. Dreamers. We can do this work in a responsible, thoughtful, bipartisan way without all the xenophobic rhetoric. We're better than that.
This has all been great, but most people here probably agree with most of these things. So I want to know what you think are the 1, 2, 3 things that we can all best do to make sure that a year from now you can come back here and we can have an honest discussion about something we disagree with as the Congressman.
Yeah.
That's really all I want to know about.
Well, so you want to know how we can win?
How we can win.
All right. Well, that is the question of the day, right? How we can win. And we're going to win this thing, as I said, through organization, through the field program. And the fact that this room is packed the way that it is speaks volumes to what we're capable of doing. I'm telling you right now, what we're experiencing in this room, while it is amazing and it blows my mind to walk in and get this energy, I got good news for you. It's a lot of places across this district. There is something happening, and I know you can turn your TV on or look at social media and it could be demoralizing, I get it. But I'm very blessed, and I count my blessings, because every day I wake up, my job is to look at this. My job is to go out there and connect with folks and see looks of determination. And as bad as it is right now, there's something going on inside the spirit of this country and the spirit of folks here at home. And that is, people understand the stakes and they're ready to work. And so we're showing up and we're telling folks everywhere we go, if you're not signed up already, sign up. If you need a turf to go knock on doors, we'll give it to you. If you need a list of phone calls to make, we'll give it to you. Go to the website, figure out how you can carve out some time. And in particular, when it comes down to the get out the vote period, that end of the period, those last 4 days before November 6th, if you got a block of time, block it out. Block it out. Obviously, create your own plan for voting, where you're going to be, your precinct, all that time, know that. But before that, if you've got 2 or 3 days to spare to get out there and knock on doors, make phone calls, do it, because that is how we win, turning out the vote. There's no doubt about it. Turn out the vote. This tells you a lot about the other side. They don't want turnout. They don't want folks coming to the polls. We do. We win with a lot of support and a lot of folks engaged and determined. I was in Caro in Greene County. Greene County, okay? Trump won that town by 65 points. It was our first town hall. Packed house. Standing room only. Doesn't matter your party affiliation. Don't assume somebody feels a certain way because of the party. There's a lot of folks out there right now who want change. There are a lot of folks out there right now who are not happy with the way we are working. And I hear it all the time from Republicans, Independents, Democrats. I'm getting it. I'm experiencing it. So I'm telling you, believe that it's out there and go do that work. And if you do that work, that is how I'll come back in a year to have town hall. We have more stops to go to.
We're not halfway done.
I'm being told. And so before I lose my voice and before my team gets mad at me, I want to, if I may, close this out. And thank you again for the time and the energy and the commitment. I can see it, and thank you. This is something that is grueling. You know, the work and the sacrifice, the wife and kids, it's a lot. And there's a reason why a lot of people don't do this. But I couldn't have picked a better time to do it. And it's because of this. There's an energy out there right now that is truly amazing to experience and witness. And it is giving me so much hope in what we can accomplish. So if you take anything from this, just understand that there's something happening, that it's building. And I need you to believe in it. I need you to believe that we have a chance here to really make history and make a difference. So thank you for everything.